Tonight's Shir Simon Beis, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Dalad and Hey. Simon Beis Din Levishas Begodim, the Din of Getting Dressed, Sif Aleph, Lo Yilbash Chalukoi Meyushav. A person should not dress in his choluk when seated. A choluk was the undergarment. That was the garment closest to the body, and it was like a gown, like an undershirt that keeps going down to your ankles. Eliyika chaluko, so you don't sit up, you're wearing nothing, and then put on your chaluk. Eliyika chaluko v'yachnas baroshes or so ba'odenes shochev. Rather, take the chaluk, take this undershirt type or gown, and stick in your head and arms while you're still laying down. V'nimse kishe yakum, so as you get up, shumuchusa, you're always being covered. It's covering you as you sit up because of it's beginning to lay on the body. Don't get into your choluk when seated. Because by definition, you're going to have to expose your body. A person has to conduct himself with modesty and shame before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the assumption here is he's wearing nothing under his covers, and therefore, if you're going to sit up in bed, so then you're exposed. Even though it's night, and a room within a room, in a very private place, no one's around. What difference does that make? The Yibarishim's covered fills the earth. Dark, light, it's all the same by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, for this reason, a person should always be careful, if not necessary, to keep from revealing his flesh, even a little bit, if it's a part of the body normally covered, with his clothing, always. So essentially, those parts of the body that are normally covered should always be covered. The concept of tznius is, people confuse it with a woman thing. It's not. It's men, women, it's all the same. And it's no difference if it's people around or you're in a desert island. It makes no difference. You are in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, the parts of the body that are normally covered should always be covered. Aval, but, rashoy legalos yodo ad kuvda, there's nothing wrong with exposing the arm until the elbow, vitzavo arachaza, and the neck until the chest. Alkain, therefore, ha'an pilios yir lavsham o lefashtam gam kentachas adin, a person should strive to put on or take off his socks under his sheets, shlo legalos raglov, not to expose his legs. Shadark and Leos Machusus the Oilam because in these Medinos they're always covered. Shane Holchin Yachef Afilabakais, we don't go barefoot even in the summer, and this is true of anything where it goes by where you are. Imloshi Ef should be an Akhra unless it's impossible any other way. So there's truth from Ramesha that we may not be as careful with this as they once were, and it all depends on what's considered the norm. Vichain, similarly, Beves Hamerchatz in a bathhouse. Remember, there's no indoor plumbing. In a bathhouse, shadakan shel bnei adam leilech sham arumim, so people walk around the bathhouse without their clothing. V'ef shel bnei achar, there is no other way. Ein b'zeh mishum pitzus, that's not considered a breach of tznius. V'chein, similarly, kishavuchetz b'nardin kein, if someone's going to bathe in the river, so that's the same halacha. Rakizar lifshot v'libush somuch lenor kamash efshar. But he should try to undress and dress as close to the river as possible. He shouldn't go without his clothing more than necessary. And he's undresses to bathe in the river. It's not necessary to cover over his private parts. Not only that, if he does cover, it looks as if he's embarrassed. As if he denies the bris of Avraham Avinu. Ach b'aliyos minenu, but when you are coming out of the river after the bath, shepan of kalapi, now you're facing the tzibur, if there would be, yishche, he should bend over, or he should use his hand to cover his private parts, but just not to touch himself, that will be clarified at the end of Simen Gimel. Isa b'shas, the Gemara teaches, cholok shetamach chacham, kol she'ein b'sar nias mitachtov. The tamach chacham's cholok, again, this is the tamach chacham's undergarment, is such that you don't see any of the body below. That means he wears a very long, down to his ankles, let's say. Right? It's like a, like I said, like an undershirt that just keeps going down to his ankles. Va'idnon enis harm is that today we're not concerned like that. We wear pants, and we don't see the body. They didn't have undergarments the way we have undergarments. So they had these long gowns, and they wore gowns on top of the gowns. Men wore gowns too, and they wore robes on top of that. So all different layers. Today, it's not the same issue, because we all wear pants, and it doesn't show the flesh. Si'if katan beis, keshe yakum. The person should take his chaluk, put in his head and arms, and then as he gets up out of bed, he's always covered. What's the minute to say? Kishayakum vayetz mitachas kisus. Do you know when he gets up and emerges from under his sheets? Shahayamunach sham arm, because he was beneath his sheets without any clothing. Kishapashat chalok, when he took off his chalok the night before. Ya'ata take him chusus, and now he's immediately dressed again as he sits up and he's being covered with his chalok. Because as long as he put his head and arms in the chaluk, as he gets up, the rest of the chaluk falls over his body. If Bezin Pshitas Chaluk, will talk in Simon Reish Lamites about undressing at night, taking off the chaluk. If a person leaves his clothing by his head and goes to sleep, he will forget his learning. It's one of the things that are kashla shikha. For after perhaps, if he has something separating between his head and his clothing, like a pillow, then it wouldn't be a problem. Similarly, there's another issue. The person has to be careful not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. This is also difficult for shikha. It makes a person forget. So a person should never take his yarmulke, stick it in his hat, and then put on his yarmulke and hat simultaneously. That's two begadim at the same time. You put on your yarmulke, and then you put on your hat. There's a discussion, can you put galoshes over your shoes, and then you stick your foot in? Is that considered two begadim at the same time or not? And many hold, we don't look at shoes like begadim in this context. But for one person, must be two pairs of socks. It's cold in the winter. You put on one, and then the other. You don't slip one on the other and pull it on. You don't put on two at the same time. There's a shaila about taking off. Shlomo Zalman held, we only know what they tell us. Chazal said you can't put on two at the same time. It doesn't say you can't take off two at the same time. And therefore, he holds you, there's no problem of removing two pairs of socks in one shot. You don't have to do it one at a time. Hakoyrik, Sarav Shalgafakev, the Mishnah Berurah continues with this theme. If a person reads the inscription on a tombstone, or one who looks at the face of a corpse, he forgets his learning. And the poskim write that this idea of the inscription on the grave is only when the letters are raised. Raised letters on a stone is kasha shikha. If it's in engraved letters, it's not a problem. The ayin of Pimagod Midram Maxim, the Pimagod talks about things that will bring back your memory, will bring back your learning. Reb Chaim Kineski of Shlita is known to have said that he doesn't recommend doing something which is kashla shikha and then going ahead doing something which brings it back, because that may have been for those days. Today, we are so fragile, the kashla shikha could be much more detrimental, and the antidote may not even help. So don't attempt, you know, and the Mishnah doesn't even list what they are, so don't rely on that. Because we may be so foregone that those things won't even help us. Right. I mean, if you did, you got no choice. We're not going to. Si'if Gimel. Yidakdek bechaluko lelovcho kidarko. Before you put on your undergarment, remember, you're just waking up, it's dark, you're getting up before the dawn, there's no electric lights. Check your undershirt. Make sure you're wearing it the right way. Si'afa chapinimi lachutz. It shouldn't be inside out. You have to make sure your clothes are the right way when you put them on. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Gimel B'chaluko, Afal Pishu Tachas Kol HaMalbushim, even though the chaluk is under everything else. No one's going to see your chaluk. This is under your clothing. The Kosh Gitzagan, certainly with the clothes that people do see, you have to be careful not to wear them inside out. Sifkatan Daud Lachutz, V'yeru Tefirus HaMagunos, people will see, if they're inside out, people will see the seams that are not nice. They'll see the hems, and he'll be looked down upon by people. And if he wasn't careful and he's wearing it inside out. In tamachachamu, if this is a tamachacham, tzarech lefashto v'las alav shekudarko, he's got to get take it off and go and put on again the right way. Shlo yiyeh bechlal masni'ai chas hashom. He shouldn't be among those who are called masni'ai chas hashom. Those are people that give a bad name to the chachamim. If people look at them, say, "Oh, that's what it's like," then I'm not going to be. I'm not interested in learning Torah if that's what it's like. If he sees Tamid Chacham dressed with the clothes inside out, well, I don't want to do that. So it gives a. It's like a chil Hashem for those that Tamid Chacham. Ushaar called, but any ordinary person ain't sarach. Once you're dressed, we don't say you have to redress. Well, a tefillah, when it comes to davening, I feel a kol adam sarach the first to love shulchadaka. That everyone has to take it off and put it back on right. Because when you go to Davin, your clothing should be beautiful. We'll learn that later in Sadi Aleph. As you're getting dressed, you should put both sides of the garment on your right side. Then you put on the right side first and the left side second. And your intent is it's all on the right. It's coming from the right to the left. Rambam writes that Tamachachim's clothing should be appropriate and clean. Tamachachim is forbidden to go and have on his clothing stains or residue. He shouldn't be wearing clothing that are too ostentatious and everyone stares. He shouldn't be wearing clothing that's too impoverished and they embarrass the one who wears it. His clothing should be average and appropriate. Ayin Sham Od, you look there further. So there's one note that's made on this halacha of Shamnunis that there are those who make differentiation. It's only if it's wet. If it's a wet stain, it's worse than if it's dried on. Si'if Dalet. Yin ol min al yamin techila velo yiksherena. Person should put on his right shoe first and not tie it. Va'achach yin ol shall smol v'yiksherena, then put on the left shoe and tie it. Va'yachse v'yikshe shall yamin, and then tie the right second. The Ramah says, ube min olim shalonu she'en lam kshira, if you have shoes that slip on without tying, yin ol shall yamin techila, just put on the right one first, and that's that. Mishnah Berurah sifkan hey, yamin. You put on the right first, shekein matzina b'teira shahayimin choshev tamid. We find in the Torah that the right is always more choshev. Linin bohen yad v'regel, whether it comes to the right thumb of the hand and the large toe of the foot on the right side. U'l'chad varm, and for everything, shemakdimun hayimin l'hasmo, we always put right before left. Sivka involve yikshirenu, and then he ties the left side, the linin kashir, because when it comes to tying, we see the Torah gave a special significance to the left. Shekosher oleh tefillah shel yad, that he ties on the left side his tefillin shel yad. Uba'an piloy shel levad in tzorech lahakdim smol lekshira. Now, with the cloth stockings, one need not tie the left before the right. He's referring to these stockings that did not have elastic bands at the top that we are used to. They had garters and they tied them. So there you could tie the right before the left. Now, a left-handed person whose tefillin goes on his right side, so then the yamin comes for nodding first on the right side. Because for him, there's no mila of the left for kashira, he nods on the right. So now he puts his shoe on the right first, even though he's a lefty, because we're dealing with the mila of yamin, and then he'll tie the right shoe first, because there's no mila of left for this person. Sifkan zayin yamin techila. The right goes first on shoes that you don't tie. From Gamin is diamond lo shall small, even though you have the left one first, Yamtanat Shivilo shall you mean you wait till you get the right one. Kshubochets Vesach, when he washes and anoints, Yemin Tchila, the right side's first. From Sach Kalgufan, if he's going to wash his whole body, Rosha Tchila, his head comes first. Neshu Melcha Kalevorm, it's the melch of all the limbs, I'm Dachim Moshe. So if a person is going to follow, like we said early on, you're going to follow these halachas, take a shower, the first thing you do is wash your head. If you're going to shampoo, it's not going to be the last thing you do, it's going to be the first thing you do. And then as you wash your body, you start on the right side and then go to the left side. When you get dressed, You start on the right side, then go to the left side. You have a pair of trousers, you put your right foot in, then the left foot in, not vice versa. It's a constant yamin before the smol. And if you're not used to it, it takes a little practice. Now, there is no mention here of what women are supposed to do. And I am pretty sure that most Beis Yaakov teachers teach the students, you put on your right shoe first and don't tie it. Then put on your left shoe, then you tie your left shoe, then you tie your right shoe, because that's what it says in the Sfarim. But women don't wear tefillin. And really, for that reason, women should probably put on their right shoe and tie their right shoe. And put on their left shoe and tie their left shoe. And similarly, when women are getting their children dressed, so they know these things. The boys put on the right shoe, the left shoe, tie left and the right. If she knows that her son is a lefty, then she should put on his right shoe and tie his right shoe and his left shoe. The same way he's going to do when he gets older, that's going to be the chinuch. So you're going to mechanech a lefty the way he's supposed to mechanech a lefty. But as far as women are concerned, in the Pashas, Shlomo Zalman says, a lady should put on her yamin and tie her yamin. There's no issue for her to wait and tie the left for the right. Se'if hey, kishecholeitz min alav, when he takes off his shoes, cholets shall smol tchila, left shoe comes off first. Mr. Brewer sifkat and ches cholets shall v'chulu shezel kavoida shaymin. This is the covered for the yamin. The covered of the yamin is that the yamin stays on longer. So the question is, what if you're taking off your shoes for a mitzvah? Kahanim are going up to Duchen. Got to take off their shoes. So it brings the notes, then Tafka, take off the right shoe first. That's the covet, to take off the right shoe first. Because now it's not pshat, I'm getting my shoes off for the night going to sleep, so then leave the right shoe on as long as possible. It's a mitzvah, take off your shoes. So in such a case, Badafka, take off the right first and the left one second.